USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It started as an atmospheric river drenching California. It then dumped enough snow on Denver to cripple air traffic. Then it covered the upper Midwest. And now that same system is making life miserable in New England.
Perhaps 6 to 8 additional inches of snow across portions of interior New England as that low pressure begins to kind of wind down later on tonight.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the Northeast will get a break tomorrow. Then another system will dump more rain and snow on New England. The USA is sending another $2.5 billion worth of military equipment to Ukraine, but NBC's Raf Sanchez in Kyiv says the package does not include what the White House really wants to send.
Germany makes a very high-quality tank called the Leopard. It sends it to a number of NATO allies across Eastern Europe, and they are eager to send it to the Ukrainians. But because the tank is made in Germany, they need Germany's permission first, and that is not a step that Germany is prepared to take right now.
Germany wants the U.S. to send its M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. The Pentagon says that's too costly and too complicated. Could be a very different vibe at the annual March for Life in Washington at this hour. It's the first of the annual events since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The annual anti-abortion march started in 1973 in response to the Roe decision. A warning to House Republicans who want spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt ceiling.
Under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security.
But Donald Trump is calling for cuts in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he calls climate extremism. National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes fell by 1.5% in December, 11th straight month of declines. High mortgage rates, low supply get the blame. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Elon Musk, in his role as CEO of Tesla, may testify today in a San Francisco civil trial. Some Tesla shareholders are suing Musk over a 2018 tweet that he'd secured the funding to take Tesla private. The shareholders allege that tweet cost them millions in trading losses. An attorney for the shareholders told the jury Wednesday Musk lied when he sent that tweet. In California, two big counties and some other public entities are suing the Golden State's biggest power company, PG&E, for damages that resulted from the 2022 mosquito fire.
The suit alleges PG&E's equipment was the cause of the fire.
In the aftermath of a devastating utility-caused wildfire, public entities and specifically local governments can suffer a suite of damages as they respond to the emergency.
That's attorney John Fisk, who says damages include loss of revenue and assets. Most local roads are not equipped and were never intended for large truck traffic, like fire trucks, debris removal trucks, and reconstruction trucks. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Another crypto firm is out of business in the wake of the collapse of FTX. Crypto lender Genesis filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in New York City late yesterday. It's real currency up for grabs in the Powerball drawing tonight. The prize is now up to at least $473 million. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come up to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me up higher.
We beat it like full time. Only better.
The Best Man and The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!